Jesuit communities and institutions around the world are remembering and honouring the legacy of six Jesuit priests in El Salvador who were assassinated early on this day in 1989. Their housekeeper and her teenage daughter were also killed. The eight victims were shot by Salvadoran soldiers in the grounds of the University of Central America in the capital city where they lived and worked. Their massacre at the height of El Salvador's civil war sparked an international outcry. Jesuit priest Father Dean Brackley chose to go to El Salvador just a few days later to continue their work. He spoke to us about their legacy.
All of us are struck, I think, by the power of the witness of martyrs. Present-day martyrs who have died for the values of the kingdom, died for the poor, for a commitment to social justice, peace, that is informed by their faith. They continue to give life. I'm struck by how, I guess I have learned over the years to see these crucifixions and resurrections as the deepest meaning of our life. And this incredible love, having a power that extends 20 years beyond the time of their deaths. We see this in the powerful witness and the image of Archbishop Romero, a real model bishop for the church. We see this in the Jesuits and the two women who died at the UCA, who inspire us, I think, to question and ask ourselves, what should Catholic education be today? What should education inspired by Christian values look like in our divided and broken world? The many other church workers who gave their lives in El Salvador and elsewhere continue to be remembered and inspire a youth that is much more questioning, much more open to novelty, much more suspicious of hypocrisy. Our young people continue to respond to the credible love of our martyrs. We have a vigil each year at our university. I think this year we counted about 11,000 people present, the majority of them young people who are inspired by this model of Christian service.